One of the major topics of discussion that is spreading throughout Israeli society, and quite understandably, is the question and discussion of whether or not the Israeli army, Tzahal, the Israeli people, were we victorious in Operation Cast Lead? Were we victorious in the war in Gaza? Yesterday morning, we all know that another chayal of Tzva Hagana Yisrael, unfortunately another soldier, was killed in the perimeter in the border of Gaza. And we do not kid ourselves, we should not kid ourselves. Tzahal knows very well that even though they pulled out and even though they pulverized the entire area of Gaza itself, that this does not put an end, unfortunately, to the morbid outlook and the effects of terrorism and to Hamas. And we all know that deep down, ultimately it's extremely difficult, if not almost impossible, to completely thwart the efforts of terrorism. But I believe personally that the war in Gaza was or marked a tremendous victory. And one of the reasons is because what emerged as a result of this war was not only a foundation that would be preserved, but a sacred foundation within Jewish life that was once again reaffirmed. Allow me to explain. This week I came across a very strange Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, my dichtiv, what is it that it says in the Pasuk, Avram Avinu, when he was negotiating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regards to preserving the city of Sodom, Chalilo lecho me'asot kadavar hazeh lahamit tzadikim rasha. Avram challenges, you'll excuse me, with a certain amount of chutzpah, a gall. He turns to Hashem and says, how can you possibly destroy the wicked or the tzaddik, the righteous, with the wicked person? And then he goes on to appeal to Hashem, and he bargains, in a sense, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, requesting that he spare Sodom for the very fact that there must be some tzaddik, some righteousness, or righteous people in the city. And the Gemara continues, and it says, "B'tzadik she'eno gamur." The Gemara says that indeed HaKadosh Baruch Hu would mix and sacrifice righteous with the non-righteous, but it must be a tzadik she'eno gamur. The Gemara says it might be true, but it's referring to a tzadik, a righteous person who was not yet complete. Says the Gemara, "Aval b'tzadik gamur lo," but we see that even with a person who is wholesome, who is completely righteous, he too has been sacrificed with reshaim. V'achtiv u'mimikdashi tachelu, v'tani Rabbi Yosef, al tikrei mimikdashi, do not refer to this pasuk as mimikdashi, from my holy institutions, but rather mikudashai, from my holy people, those who are sacred, those who are outstanding, tachelu, they too were sacrificed with chulin, so to speak, with the layman, with the mundane. Elu bnei adam shekaimu et haTorah mi'alef ve'atof, these are righteous people who completely committed themselves and fulfilled the Torah from A to Z. So we see that they were sacrificed, says the Gemara. Nonetheless, they were still not considered tzadikim gemurim, whole tzadikim. Why? The Gemara says, Hatam nami, here too, by these tzadikim, so to speak, kivan shehaya biyadam limchot velo michu, havuluhu kitzadikim she'enam gemurim. Since it appeared that yes, they were righteous people, yes, they immersed themselves in the study of Torah, yes, they performed mitzvot, however, since they could have reprimanded the cities in which they were in, since they could have been matil bahem mushar, they could have offered more direction, guidance, and even a strict hand in terms of how the people around them should have behaved, and they did not do so. They refrain from giving this mushar, this direction. Therefore, they are not considered tzaddikim gemurim. They are not considered wholesome, righteous people. The Meiri comments on this Gemara. Lomdim mikan, sha'af chisron mecha'a. We learn from here, says the Meiri, that even when a righteous person refrains from offering direction, from offering, yes, reprimand, hu pigam be'adam hashalem. This is a blemish. This affects even a person who would be considered wholesome. The very fact that he did not reprimand is a blemish in his persona. What we see from this Gemara, Rabotai, is the ultimate predication, the ultimate foundation in Am Yisrael, that we, as part of a Jewish nation, are responsible for one another, be it in our successes, be it in our failures. We, Am Yisrael, are intrinsically linked in the big picture of what we call the world. Chazal explained, as in this week's Parsha, that this is precisely why the Korban Pesach is offered as a setamim. Setamim, a wholesome lamb. Why? Chazal say that the lamb is an animal which is frail, it's fragile. The moment that you nick it, or you blemish it in one part of the animal, the entire body feels the pain. So to Am Yisrael, Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim, we also feel the pain when part of our people, when a segment of our population are suffering. All of us are affected. And therefore, what we learn from this Gemara is the understanding that the existence, the survival of the Jewish people is based upon our ability to be as one, to remain as a family, to be alert to the sensitivity that is so necessary for our resilience. In this week's Parsha, I want to share with you a tremendous insight that the Ramban offers. Moshe Rabbeinu approaches Paro and he tells him that we want to be Zoveach Zvachim LaHashem Elokeinu. Let us go out in order to offer sacrificial offerings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe offers the concept that he's willing to come back. Paro asks him, Mi vami haholchim? Who's going to go out with you? Who's going to venture on this journey together with you? Says the Ramban, Haya paro rotzeh she'elchu rosheyem zikneyem b'shotreyem anashim asher nekevu b'shemot. Paro wanted, as part of this devised plan, that indeed Moshe should go out exclusively with the anashim, with the men, the elders, the heads of the tribes. Umoshe aneu, ki gam abanim va'abanot yelchu. Moshe tells him, no, the children, the boys, the girls, the young ones, they will also join us. Ki chag Hashem lanu. Because this is a holiday for us. And us in Judaism means the entire population. Everyone is responsible. Umitzvah al kulanu lachug lefanav. It is a mitzvah on all of us to celebrate, to offer sacrifices to Hashem. We know that mitzvot are not an obligation upon children. But Moshe is not talking about the halachic parameters of the mitzvot. Moshe is talking about a child's understanding and appreciation that it is family, that it is the Jewish nation remaining as one that ensures our survival. Az chara leparo al abanim ve'abanot. Then, says the Ramban, Paro snuffed out what Moshe was trying to do. Ve'amar shelo yishlach hataf b'shum panim. I will absolutely not send the children under any circumstance. Ki hem lo yizbechu. Aval yishlach kol hazchorim ha'gdolim ba'avur ha'chag. Paro says, I'll allow the elders, the men, to go out and to sacrifice to your God for your holiday. Shene'amar vayashiru hataf vehanashim. But with regards to the children, to the women, Paro says, absolutely not. Rabotai, this Ramban is more than just the practical term. Paro, what the Ramban demonstrates to us, is that Paro knew, he understood, he comprehended that the weakness of Bnei Yisrael, and perhaps, undoubtedly, our strength, is that the Jewish people are sympathetic saps, particularly when it comes to one another. This is not a mentality, not a mindset that existed by Paro. He had to be reminded or even taught about this concept by Moshe Rabbeinu. And only then did he say, oh, now I understand your plan. You want to be together. You want to be as one. Everything you do affects each other. I will not have it. He said, that's where the strength of the Jewish people comes from? Then leave your women and children behind, because Paro knows darn well that if the children and women are behind, there is no way that the Jewish people would sacrifice them. They'll be back. They'll come to collect them because they are sympathetic. A Hamas terrorist will grab a child to use that child as a shield of protection. The Hamas terrorists hide behind human shields in mosques, in schools, in the most densely populated areas in Gaza, to protect their own lives, the willingness to sacrifice children, women, innocent civilians, for the sake of warfare. The soldiers reported that this type of behavior was what was most challenging for them to deal with in Gaza. It was so far from their mindset. It was so unfathomable for them to see people, adults, using children as human shields. Because a Jew doesn't think that way. And what they see is our weakness, we know, is our strength. There's a tremendous amount of spiritual fervor that surged forward during this war. People who were never affiliated, who never appreciated what religiosity had to offer, were now donning tefillin, were putting on tzitzit as their armored protection, were subscribing to Tehillim, and were so interested in learning and understanding where religious affiliation comes from. And through this war in Gaza, we have reaffirmed, Rabotai, Moshe Rabbeinu's response, ultimately, to Paro. Moshe turns to Paro and says, Binarenu uvizkenenu nelech, bivanenu uvivnotenu, ki chag Hashem lanu. My dear friend, he says to Paro, there is no such thing as a fragmented Israel. We go with our young ones and our elders. We go with our young sons and our young daughters. And we go with an entire population, because that is who we are. This past week, or the few weeks during the war, my little daughter Gila, the 7-year-old child, So when I'd have the opportunity, the schut, to go up and to say Shema with her before she would go to sleep. So I'd come upstairs, and the first time during the war that I said Shema with her, after we finished Shema, I'm about to walk out of the room. She says, "No, Abba, wait, you forgot something." I said, "What did I forget?" She said, "We have to say Tehillim for the Chayalim before I go to sleep." And I sat down next to her, and trying to control myself, I would say the words which she did not understand, or she did not, was not familiar with. Shir ha-ma'alot b'ma'amakim k'raticha Hashem. And this little Gila, my little daughter, she'd repeat the words after me. She had absolutely no idea of the meaning of the words. But she absolutely understood the significance of her actions. We are B'nai Yisrael. And one of the reasons why Chazal explained that B'nai Yisrael were redeemed from Mitzrayim was because Lo Shinu Et Shmam. They did not change their name. A name which represents an identity. A name which resonates with the meaning of Mishpacha, of family. It's preserved through our name. And in Mirtz Hashem, by our preserving, in our efforts, sometimes unfortunately through sacrifice, preserving the concept of Lo Shinu Et Shmam, the Mishpacha, the family of Am Yisrael Ke'echad, the Seh Tamim, the wholesome sacrificial lamb. And Mirtz Hashem will be Zoche, as we preserve that foundation, also to witness in our times the Geula Shleima b'meira b'yameinu. Amen. Once again, I am reminding you that I am going on a solidarity with the South lecture tour from February 8th through the 20th. I have a number of dates still available for those of you who would like to host a special lecture in your community, particularly regarding the aftermath and effects of the war in Gaza. From a religious Zionist perspective, please see rabbihammer.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I wish you all Shabbat Shalom.